Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show, where we're going to be talking about mountain bike edits and how important they are, and we're going to be arguing about bike names.
And trials. Hello and welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with myself, Blake Sampson.
And me, Martin Ashton. Well, this week we are talking about one of my favourite subjects, banger videos.
Yes, we are.
Banger videos, because I was reminded this week when Vasek Kolar released his video, My Fuel, which is something of the classic trials rider does a mountain bike video edit.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Blake, I think these types of edits are incredibly important.
I think they are.
To mountain biking.
Yes.
And it was something at a juxture for junction.
Juxture.
A junction for how videos and these types of edits really work for the sport.
I think a storytelling, mine, it gets everyone involved. Someone that's not part of the industry or part of this little community of mountain biking brings in others, brings them in. Gives them a part of what we love.
Yeah, and what Vasek's done in this video, right, is the classic. You start in one place, you go on a little journey, there's something of a cheesy story that gets you through it, and then you get to the end. I first saw this when Danny Mac released his first banger video. He did the classic ride into scene, go over obstacle, ride out of scene. And that means you can link all the scenes together in some imaginary journey, right? Sounds simple and not that important, but it is, because it's the bit that captures the non-mountain biker. They'll come in and enjoy the ride, if you like. And we had the experience making Road Bike Park.
Yeah, we did, Now, that was a big part of the whole thing, is finding locations, finding different scenes, and telling the story.
Yeah, and it was always come in scene, do things.
Do stuff.
Leave scene.
Make it look cool, get out.
Yeah, and get out. Because in, like you say, you can go round one corner at your Thorpe Park and you're going down a water slide. And you turn the next corner and you're on the wing of a plane.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, but it doesn't need to.
But it's the story that keeps you captivated.
Absolutely right. So Vasek has... This is the classic example of that. Make sure, right, you watch the full video on his YouTube channel, Vasek Kolar. He's a fantastic rider. And here, we're kind of sort of comparing him to your Fabio Wibmer, your Danny McCaskill.
Yes.
Yeah. In all fairness, right, and I don't think Danny or Fabio will mind me saying this, right, and it comes to trials riding, Vasek Kolar is vastly better than those two at trials. But we're seeing him here in his mountain bike form, where it's raw. Should we say raw?
I say it's raw,
Some raw landings, Matt, wasn't it?
No, wasn't it?
Yes.
Big sternum crushers.
Yeah, he can take it like a box, right? So he does go through it. It's not quite as polished as maybe the Danny video. But what you do see, and this is what we've got a lot of experience, is the crashes.
Yeah.
How much effort goes into nailing one of these lines?
Exactly. So that's it. Effort goes into making one of these project videos happen. Takes a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of days, potentially over a few weeks, maybe a month or two.
Yeah.
Like the Danny Max and the Fabio Widmers, they take a long time.
Yeah, months.
Multiple
months
locations.
Of work to put a packaged piece together that can then be broken up once it's out into great little shorts and all those little individual things work in their own right. That's great. But I'll tell you a quick story of why I think this is important, right? I was privileged to see Danny McCaskill and Hans Ray meet for the first time.
Whoa.
It was right after Danny's first big video came out. And I was really struck by what Hans Ray said to Danny when he first met him. His first words were, "Thank you for what you've done for the sport.
Whoa.
You have reached millions of people and we're all going to benefit. I'm so grateful," right? That was Hans, that's typical Hans Ray, just seeing the bigger picture, understanding the industry. And he... It really made me think, wow, yeah, that's right. Actually, these videos reach people that would never have seen mountain biking, and they see it in an accessible way, where they're entertained by a story, and it reads them in. And if those videos hadn't happened, you don't get Danny Mac the Ridge, and you don't get Fabio's videos. You don't get a Fabio.
You don't get Fabio.
But then, right, here's my worry and why these things are so important. Blake, what did you do this year?
Now, see, now, on social media, I had a big crash. In Utah, I went off a cliff and I just put in, "I survived falling off a cliff." And that's a video, right?
Yeah.
But it hit a lot of people.
A lot of people.
I would say more people than those guys.
How many people?
But it's in 14 seconds. Should we find out? Because I actually don't know. Are you ready?
Yeah, look now. How many views has it got now?
On my social, it's hit 152 million views.
That's incredible, isn't it?
3.8 million likes.
I mean, you're going to struggle for the rest of your career to get a bigger video than that.
I've topped it.
And you must be getting notifications every bloody minute.
Every single time I'm getting multiple. Like,
yeah, which is great,
ones.
Right? But as much as I'm happy for you, that isn't having the same effect as these important, hard-won videos from the Dannys and the Fabios and the Vasseks, right, are putting out these edits. And, of course, all the other Man in Bikers. I mean, Brendan Fairclough with his Death Grip films. Yep.
All positive. Yeah, it's all positive.
It's all positive, beautifully put together. Yours...
negative.
...is a non-mountain biker's going to watch that and go, I'm not doing mountain biking.
No, they fall off cliffs.
You turn off 152 million people from mountain biking.
Now you've put it that way, that's actually not
that's
right,
probably
is it?
Not, not the way. You probably didn't do it, but you get my point.
I do get your point, yeah.
They're really important. And I guess we are at this junction where, you know, the way that videos are served up to people now...
The shorts or the longs.
The short videos, I mean, everybody utilises that, whether you've made a long video or not, but... it does mean that the kind of the viewing of mountain biking from the non-mountain bikers can get clouded with very positive and
very negative.
The very negative.
Or entertaining. Where's my bike?
It's certainly very entertaining. It is very entertaining. What do you guys think about that? Do you want to see some big edits landing in 2025? If so, who from? Oh. What about this guy? Maybe he should put an edit together to make up for his crash fest of 2024.
Comeback.
Yeah.
Don't call it a comeback, because I'm not going to go and do that again.
No. No more of those Ridgelines. Let us know in the comments down below. We would love to hear what you think about that. And maybe tell us about your favourite edits as well. I'd quite like to hear about that, because I've definitely got my favourites. One of my favourites is not a mountain bike edit. It's Aircraft by Robbie Madison.
Aircraft making.
Put it in the YouTube, you'll see. What's your favourite edit?
I would say one of those, or Ken Block.
Ken Block?
Yeah.
What channel are we on again?
What's up, everyone? Last week was all doom and gloom, and I know I promised you some brighter horizons. Well, buckle up, we may not be ready for them just yet. Trek continues to hemorrhage mountain bike talent as Bjorn Riley departs Trek Future Racing. Now that is a flow team to develop younger riders for the factory team, but Anton Cooper's spot has already gone to Gunnar Holmgren. So whether or not Riley will have his first year of elite racing on a Trek, or if it will be re-Bjorn somewhere else, is still up for debate. I am sorry about that one. Canyon are also not renewing a lot of athletes right now, most notably Loana Lecomte, who has been on the collective team for 3 years. She saw so much success on a Canyon, racking up multiple World Cup wins, rarely finishing outside of the top five, and with entering the 2025 season with a fourth place UCI ranking, is sure to be picking up another top-notch team going forward. Dante Silva, who was a blast to watch during his time on the collective team and on Canyon Pirelli, is without a ride next year. The Monster athlete is a free agent looking for a sponsor for 2025 and beyond. More departures, as it is confirmed that Mona Mitterwalner and Simon Andreasing both depart Cannondale Factory Racing. Mitterwalner is currently sitting 22nd in the UCI Elite Rankings, but has multiple World Cup wins to her name, and Andreasen is currently 9th, so both of those riders sure to land on their feet elsewhere as well. Cannondale will be bringing on more riders for the future, as Charlie Aldridge has re-signed. After 6 years with Scott SRAM, Kate Courtney says she is moving on to something different. She's undeniably an awesome ambassador for the sport throughout the US and the world, constantly going viral with her mad gym workouts and running her non-profit organisation, She Sends, with the single goal to get more girls on bikes. We're positive that Courtney will line up something good to continue her good work in the mountain bike world and beyond. In some good news, Hayley Batten and Chris Blevins have re-signed for Specialized Factory Racing for another 2 years, with Blevins also confirming that there are no further changes to the Specialized program expected for next year. Fast Suspension have released their Phoenix 2.0. Their Enduro Coil Shock keeps the three-way hydraulic system from the first version, but gains a hydraulic bottom-out feature that comes into play during the final 25% of the stroke. They've also changed the shape of the shock body somewhat, so it's compatible with more frames. If you're the owner of a Phoenix One Shock, you can get an upgrade kit to install the 2.0 hardware as part of your annual service for just €149, or the 2.0 will set you back €995. There's a pretty tasty limited edition purple version with an oil slick gold shaft, just 30 of those created, €1,200. Cast Components has had their pre-launch. The new Components brand had handlebars seen on the Norco team bikes last year, and they are not playing around with the team roster released so far. Danny Mac, Gregs Callahan and Minar, Chris Kyle and Fabio Widmer, to name those who will be on the Components for now. Right, this is the last time I'll see you for a couple of weeks, so I hope everyone had a great Christmas and New Year. I promise I will have more positive news to bring with all of these team changes when we catch up in 2025. Let's crack on with the rest of the show.
Thank you very much. Right, we've worked out what our favourite edit stroke films are. Yep. Matt?
First by Clay Porter.
Great. Yep.
Edits, Brandon Samanak, super polished, super clean, taking a lot of time.
Yeah, I would go with Road Falls 5.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jay Mirren, brilliant. Or Road Falls Rock and Roll. That was a good idea.
That was a good one. Films, Rome. I love Rome. It's seasons.
Yeah. There you go. What was your favourite bit or bit you didn't like in Vasek's film?
The front flip is my favourite. It's pretty cool.
That's a big old
sense. But he put his foot down on the barrels. I thought he's a trials rider. You can keep your feet up, right?
Do you have any idea how hard that is?
Why, you're spending that amount of time, you might as well keep your feet on.
No, but I think he's doing it on purpose. He's chose to do that.
Right.
To, like, go, and then off it.
But,
it's like I think it was a decision.
Yeah.
I tell you what I did, I really appreciated where he did that half cab into backwards manual.
Oh, that was,
he got that,
that
so
really hard.
Smooth.
Half cab
onto the front.
And then, down. Hard.
Well done, sir. Well done. And he is a fantastic trials rider.
Yeah.
My God, he's won like 10 world titles. Yeah, he's an amazing comp rider. And he also won, I think, like Czech Republic's version of Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, okay.
I think he won that.
Oh my gosh.
So I think he's a big deal there.
A big deal. Like, to be honest, I've not heard of this young, beautiful Czech.
Until he put this beautiful video together.
And I watched it with my little dudes and they loved it.
Oh, did your kids like it?
Yeah, they loved it.
There you go, there's my point.
You see?
Pulling people into the sport.
Yep.
So important.
It is.
So important. I tell you what's really important. Segue here. Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Great opportunity to head over to the GMBN store.
If you're a late shopper like myself for Christmas, why don't you grab yourself a bargain?
Yeah, absolutely. Also, there is our YouTube memberships where you can join our tiers, either Trail Crew or Trail Boss. You get your little loyalty badge next to your name when you're commenting. Down below the videos. And of course, you get your custom emojis, discount in the store. So maybe become a member before you go to the shop.
Oh, clever.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, but we appreciate the support. Right, let's get going with the show with a little bit of a
hacks and bodges. Brilliant. Do you reckon he can make something of that?
No. Right, yes, hacks and bodges. First one from Jed Normand. I like this. It looks like nothing to begin with, but basically he's cut the bike hanger into the shelf itself.
Yeah. Now that is clever.
That looks like a Blakeism.
And then you can hook your wheel into it.
Hook the wheel, there it is, hanging there the bikes next to the shelf. That's a good idea, isn't
it? That's a really good hack.
As a builder, you must appreciate it.
Yeah.
So Jed, well done. You're in the running for a GMBM race top.
Now look at this one from Paul.
Oh my God.
Whilst bikepacking in Baja Divide, which is an extremely rocky on the saddle, he snapped his rails.
Oh no.
Midway through, unluckily, a few 5 miles later, I found this.
Well, how's he fixed it? What is the material
he's
using?
It's like steel.
Replaced with a broken piece of saddle reel, then zip tied a couple of extra pieces just to hold it all in place.
A 5-gallon bucket handle.
No way. It's a bucket handle that he's... Yeah, I see.
Now that is pretty good.
Well, it is because he did 150 miles to the next bike shop.
Okay. That's
amazing.
Definitely a bodge.
A bodge.
Definitely
it's not pretty. Next one, finally in the running for the GMBM race top this week, is Christian Helfinger. He's built a lovely wash station.
This is beautiful. He hates the getting it wet and muddy feet when washing my bike in the winter. So I built a bike wash out of wood and with a podium underneath.
That is really nice because it's got a little drain.
Now that is switched on.
That's nice, isn't it?
Now that is really good. I actually quite like that.
Blake, as the builder here, out of the two of us, why don't you choose this week? The GMBM race top is going to either Christian, it is either going to Paul Maud, or you're going to give it to Jed Normand. Please pick.
Oh, Christian. Because now that is genius. Like, I mean, I've built a wash station.
Yeah, that's a nice
And I've
one.
Seen loads of wash stations, but this one's beautiful.
Mm, nice one. Well done, Christian. If you have got a hack or bodge like those guys, then send it into our uploader. You could be winning yourself a GMBM race top next week on Christmas Eve.
More builds.
Oh, nice. Right, let's head into some things we liked this week. Some things we like.
Yeah.
Starting off with this guy.
Now, another person from the trials world has been introduced to myself, Charlie Rolls. Now, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, current World Cup 26-inch wheel champion. Amazing rider. This is too good. And that
the
drop,
hook. What's the hook? But the hook to
the
drop.
Backwards hook is disgusting. That is so, I mean, in a good way.
Yeah, but how did he not snap the front end of his bike off?
Oh, they're so strong, the front end of the bikes. Hooks is a big move. Incredible rider. Well done, Charlie. Mm-hmm. Next thing we like this week. It's Charlie Rolls.
Ridiculous.
This is too good.
Now, how does he go to the front wheel
how big
to
is
back
that?
Wheel?
That's a Blake Sampson tool.
It definitely is a Blake Sampson tool.
That is unbelievable.
He's nearly the same size as him.
Yeah,
he stands
unreal.
Next to it.
Unreal.
This next one is a flipping amazing one, literally from Loic.
Yeah, Loic quad flick, a sort of slope manual flip.
Mm. Now, that is really hard to pull. You can see how it just stops and then he pulls
Have
it
you
in.
Ever done that? I've never seen one.
No,
like
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Something
that
I don't like.
That is committed.
Yeah.
Next one, your mate.
Oh, Braden Bringhurst.
Yeah.
Now, he's smooth in person, but this gap.
That line. Whoa. That is nice, isn't it?
Man. Butter.
Makes that look good. Some lovely things this week.
Beautiful movements.
Great
on bicycles.
Riding, everybody. Mm-hmm. Great riding. Should we get into the caption contest?
Yes, please.
Right, caption contest this week is Owen with a new mate.
Yeah, look at him. Very very slim and ready for racing. Got one from iWitrock1 says, Blake, this is why I keep telling you to wear your pads on the trails.
Because basically you're
I shed my skin.
You're like a bunch of broken bones.
I am broken still. Collar's buggered.
ESOX Cycle says, Rich pushed his latest Enduro challenge too far.
Overexerted himself literally too.
Yeah, he needs to be careful. That's what he's like.
Yeah, we got one from Billy B133 when Owen finally finishes explaining suspension setup. Now, he can go on, yes, but he means well and he is very knowledgeable.
I like that last one.
You like the last one?
Yeah, the last one. Stunt mug to that Billy.
Billy B133.
Billy, well done. You get yourself a stunt mug, just like this one here. It's on its way to you as we speak. Maybe not quite that quickly.
No, not quite that
but
fast.
It's on its way. Well done. If you would like to win yourself a stunt mug, then give us a caption for this. Love it.
Rich and his pussycat.
Blake started you off. Give us a comment down below and you might be winning a stunt mug. Well done.
Coming up on the channel this week.
Yes, we have got some bangers for you, starting with 2024 trends that we loved.
Ooh.
Some great stuff this year.
We've got MTB biggest misconceptions. Ooh. We shouldn't fall for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got life after Red Bull Rampage.
Is there?
What it's really like to be a pro. I nearly wasn't. Right, let's get into the bike vault. It's the bike vault. It's the bike vault.
And we got a cracker to start it off with. What the hell is that?
It's a tandem, Bingers.
Yeah, it is as well.
It is from Neil Merrifield, GT mountain bike tandem.
In gorgeous midnight,
Aurora.
Aurora?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
It's nice.
Pretty cool. I think you should ring the bell for that, Blake.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
I got it.
We can appreciate a tandem,
don't we?
We can. Yeah. Next up, Anita Hubner's Orbea. It's an Orbea Oise.
It's an Oise. No, I'm a big fan of the Oise. And he's got, they've got a beautiful blue Sid fork. Nice.
She's been on the Mayo and done the frame
colour. Oh, lovely. Don't stop it, Martin. That is sexy.
Well done, Anita. Lovely, lovely, super nice. Next up, Kevin Balafi.
Marine Rift Zone.
Marine? It's a Marin.
Marine. Marin.
Marin. Oh, you say Marin.
I say Marin.
What do you say?
Marin.
It's Marin. It's not, though. It's Marin.
It's Marin.
I say Marin.
It's nice.
It's a Rift Zone. It's carbon upgraded with Axis GX, XX, one cassette and chain, carbon wheel set. It's a...
Oh, that's quite spenny. super nice.
Anthony von der Veen has got a Gorilla Gravity.
Okay.
Trail pistol. Wow.
Wow. I like the colour green. Actually,
I tell you what, I don't like Anthony. I don't like the tan wall on the front. You don't like Anthony? I like Anthony.
Oh.
But I don't like the tan wall on the front and not a tan wall on the rear.
Yeah.
I can't accept that.
Maybe he sliced his rear tyre.
I'm sorry. No excuses.
Okay.
Anthony, no.
All right. Moving on.
Nice. Randall Venable has given us his Giant Trance.
29. Two.
That's a trusty mountain bike, that.
It is, isn't it?
That is a workhorse right there.
Yeah. Nice.
It's nice.
Nice.
It's a good nice.
Holy moly! Right, no, so like we get the bike vault, but this guy has his personal bike vault.
Bart has sent us his family vault.
Wow.
This is everybody's. He's in Canterbury, and in that little lineup, we've got a Live Enchant, a Marin Rift Zone, a Merida Big Seven.
It's got seven bikes.
It's great. Well, it's a family full, isn't it?
I'm going to say that's super nice.
It's got to be super nice. Well done.
Well done.
I like the family vault. Please send more of those.
Yeah,
they're
please.
Quite fun.
More family vault.
Lastly, we have got... Oh, it's not lastly. We've got Noah's Saturday morning at a local park on my Vitus. It's a Vitus.
Let us know. Vitus.
Marin. Vitus.
Vitus.
Next up, we have got Henry Nolson's YT Capra.
Capra. Whose bra? Capra.
That is super nice.
That is, yeah.
We're out of the flipping
Marin.
Vitus.
Vitus.
Thanks for watching this week. Let us know about your favourite edits and films. We love hearing about those. Tell us why, importantly.
Mm-hmm.
And also, get involved with all of the uploading that you can to be in the show next week. Why not?
Yeah, why not? We'll see you next time. See ya. Marin.
Marin.